Mountain Lawer says, is the insurgency that's wearing on people, is it the insurgency that's starting to wear people down about this, Chris?
It's this insurgency, which we didn't expect, obviously, and this sense of murkiness. When's it ever going to end? Now, in all fairness, too, the administration people and the hawks who supported the war from day one said, oh, this is going to be like World War II. We're going to win. It's going to be a clear victory. We're going to march into Tokyo and into Berlin. They're going to be practicing democracy the next day and playing baseball, and everything's going to be great. They were wrong. It isn't World War II. It doesn't have that clarity. I think it's the murkiness.
No, Chris. Again, you missed it. And nobody ever said it's going to be like walking in and playing baseball the next day. That's in your dreams. This has always been portrayed as something that's going to be hard. It's part of the war on terror, and no end date was ever given. And the ease with which all this was going to happen was never stated. A lot of this has been assumed. But I think the thing that's wearing on people, and I want to ask the pollsters to do something. Next time you pollsters go out there and take a poll on the mood of the American people when it comes to the war in Iraq, don't just give us two groups of people, those opposed and those for, and then tell us that the numbers supporting the president of the war are plummeting. Ask a third question. Do you think we ought to be doing more militarily? Could the murkiness be that people are frustrated that we are this superpower and we are not mowing them down like people think that we can? Could it be that some people oppose this or feel murky or have a heebie-jeebies simply because they don't understand why we are pussyfooting around, in their view, rather than going in there and kicking butt? And I will bet you, Chris, that if you do that third question on a poll, you and your buddies, insulated inside the walls of the Beltway, will be stunned to find out how many Americans are fed up with the pace because we are not kicking butt. It's not that they don't want us to win. It's not that they want us to come home because they think we're going to lose. It's because they don't understand why we aren't pouring it on. You ask that third question, I'll bet you would be stunned.
Guys, thank you for taking my call. I calmed down a little bit. Chris Matthews is absolutely lying. In fact, President Bush said the opposite. This is like no other war. It's going to take a long time. We're in there for the long haul. We have to keep a strong will. And I'm tired of hearing propaganda. They're lying.
Well, in Matthews' defense, I think what Matthews is saying, and I'm not saying he's right, but there's a contingent of people on the left who will never forget the fact that some in the Defense Department said the Iraqis will be cheering us in the streets as we arrive, and that it will be a cakewalk, and that we don't need to plan for any aftermath. This is what they think they heard Wolfowitz and Rumsfeld say. Rumsfeld and Wolfowitz did not say precisely that. The left has had this mantra, and it's still mouthed and uttered frequently. We mismanaged the peace. We didn't plan for the peace. We didn't plan for the aftermath. Once they get going on their mantras, there's no amount of facts that'll penetrate them and change their minds. It's also partly due to the fact that the left distinguishes Iraq from the war on terror. They don't think they're linked at all. They have nothing to do with one another. So while Bush did say what he said about the war on terror overall, as you just cited and quoted, the left doesn't think he ever said that and meant that about Iraq. But look, my point is, let them live in their fantasy land, Frank. Let them live it. The facts of the matter are that they're not persuading anybody, and they are only tearing themselves apart. Anybody that will pointedly, purposely ignore the truth so that their own agenda and definition of events triumphs cannot possibly succeed. Not in the climate that exists today. 30 years ago, yeah. 20 years ago, they could write their own history every day. They could write the agenda every day. There was nobody to counter it. There was nobody to challenge it. Nobody to present an alternative point of view anywhere else in the media. It doesn't exist today. Another thing they haven't come to grips with. So don't lose any sleep over it. And certainly, don't get angry. Well, I mean, you're going to get angry about it, but at the end, laugh at it.